You better read some real history and check out and see who Thomas Jefferson really was. You better check and see who George Washington really was. You better check and see who Benjamin Franklin really was. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, all them pimps was into voodoo, black magic, white magic, witchcraft. They took astrology and perverted it. They took King James Version of the Bible, which ain't nothing but Masonry, and hooked that mess all together. And if you ever look at the symbols that's around this country and trace them back and find out what they really mean, then you know what's fixing to happen. If you understand prophecy, you understand the Mexicans over there hate us so bad. That's why they gave this boy that white horse. And if you don't understand that white horse, then you better go back and read Revelation 6, 7th chapter, 6th chapter, 7th and 8th verse about the pale horse, about the famine, and about death riding supreme. That's what it's all about. And all they did over there in Mexico was help fulfill your prophecy. That's what the whole game's all about. Y'all got a big job. George Washington? The founding father? Everybody can close your eyes and see what George Washington looked like, but what did the punk ever say? Since he's so great, think about something he ever said. He ain't never said nothing. Because he wasn't nothing but a dumb, ignorant voodoo dude that ripped the whole country off during the Revolutionary War. And how can anybody be portrayed as being so great in your eyes and ain't one word you can ever think that punk ever said? Your old drunken cousin and said more stuff that made more sense than him. George Washington, that story don't even sound right. He chopped down the cherry tree and went in the house, and his father didn't bother him because he told the truth. His father didn't bother him the same as me with 10 chairs. Them niggas chopped down a tree and walk in with that axe. I ain't gonna bother them neither. You laying in bed, sleep, nigga, put an axe on your throat, say, Dad, I just chopped down the tree outside. What you gonna do about it? I wonder why you waited so long, boy. Well, Dick Nixon didn't understand what this country was put together on, so he got ready to trick. And he reached back and made a deal with the Mormons, and one day the truth will come out. And when them boys on that East Coast that won't tolerate Mormons into their secret thing, like they don't tolerate Catholics into their secret thing, and y'all sit around and silly enough you white folks to believe that the system comforts you and against me, and niggas sit around thinking it's after me, you violate one of them things that this funny pimp put this country together on, and they'll blow you away. And right after Nixon tried to make the deal, they roll on the boy and snatch him, say, come here, boy. And when they call you, you come. You think a nigga can Tom? Nixon jumped there and said, yeah, sir. Damn it, boy, we made you the president. Now you're going to double cross us. John Mitchell told me to do it. Oh, John Mitchell did, huh? We kind of suspected you didn't have enough sense to do what you was fixing to do. Well, I tell you something, son. Let me show you what we do when you double cross us. Do you have any doubt, Tricky, that this is the mightiest nation that's ever been put together in the history of the planet?
No, sir.
And if this is the mightiest nation that's ever been put together in the history of the planet, then the Attorney General have to be the mightiest cop on the planet.
Yes, sir.
And you got John Mitchell as the Attorney General. He's the number one cop on the world. And to show you how much power we got tonight, we're going to kidnap John Mitchell's wife, inject her in the butt with a cancer virus called SV40, give her bone cancer, kill her, and the day you die, boy, nobody will ever go to jail for it. And y'all sit back in this funky country and watch the Attorney General's wife get kidnapped.